if I could get my microphone to work. There we go. How are you this morning? This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to On the Air. We'll be on the air here until noon, and then with a break on the hour. And then at 12:15, we'll have a swap shop. And today, we've got some. I've got some interesting things to do for you. Obviously, since Swap Shop has really diminished considerably because of COVID, I've been doing some other things, and one of them is to read speeches of famous people and inspirational speeches. And the one that I've pulled up today, because I listened to a show, a podcast called What They Say, or something like that, and it's written by John Meacham, and I listened to a posting about JFK, and I listened to his inaugural speech, parts of his inaugural speech, and was pretty much inspired and thought they really had some things to say about current life in the United States. So I'm going to, during Swap Shop, I'm going to read that speech to you. It takes, I don't know, maybe less than 10 minutes. So it's actually, it probably takes less than 8 minutes, because it was only, I think, about 1,500 words or something like that. It's longer than the Gettysburg Address, but shorter than any other inaugural that I ever heard. So I'm going to read that to you in the second part of today. Today, during On the Air, I'm going to, I've pulled up a bunch of my favorite Martin Luther King quotes. And that's because Monday is Martin Luther King Day. And I won't be able to talk to you between now and then, so I thought I'd do his quotes that have inspired me. I think if you ever talked to anybody that worked with me at the credit union, you will know that that's one of my favorite things to do, is collect quotes. And unfortunately, when I left the credit union, I left them all on my computer there at the credit union. So I've had to I have had to start my quote collection again. And but I do have 120 quotes, 150 quotes from Martin Luther King that I think are germane to what's going on right now. And so anyway, let me, I'm going to read over also that we just got notification that the COVID-19 inoculations are going to be scheduled now here in Marion County. Starting the week of January 19th, Ohioans 80 years of age or older can schedule. Then in the following week, the week of January 25th, Ohioans 75 years of age and older. Misses me by a year, but it catches my wife. And on the week of February 1st, I get to go. That's for people 70 years of age and older, or employees of K through 12 schools. There are some stipulations on that. You have to be, the K through 12 schools have to at least have some in-person teaching. And then on the week of February 8th, Ohioans 65 years of age or older are going to be taken. Now, we have that on our website. Also, we have where you can go and where you can call. Right now, the one I see quickly is you can visit Kroger.com/Ohio COVID vaccine, or you can call. I'll give you this number a couple of times like we do on Swap Shop, because people never have the pencil ready, right? So run, get your pencil. I'll read it off here real quickly, and then we'll read it in about a minute, so you'll have time to get back and write this down. But if you want to call, visit Kroger's, call Kroger's, it's 866-211-5320. Now, that's not the local number, if I recall correctly, because that's where I get my medications. So I don't recall that number. So I'll read that back to you in about a minute so that you can write it down. Excuse me, I have to pull. I wanted to also talk to you. Let's see. In conjunction with Ohio State efforts to distribute this vaccine, Ohioans phase 1B will be starting on the 19th. It's being taken care of by Marion Public Health and Marion County Emergency Management Agency, and they're going to get these out. I got a phone call, so I'm going to go to the phone and see how we can help this person. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
You're getting cutting in now, Glenn. I only got the 5320. Your first part cut clear.
Oh,
out.
My microphone might not be working. I'll work on that. Thank you very much. Okay, and I'll read that back again to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Give me another call if I happen not to... I've got kind of a scratchy microphone. Let's see if I can get this to work a little bit better. I hope that's working better. Anyway, that phone number, if you want to visit Kroger.com/OhioCovidVaccine, or you can call. You got your pencil ready? 866-211-5320. Give me a holler if I'm still breaking up. I do have a kind of a testy little mic problem here this morning. Okay, and anyway, as I was telling you, this is being done by the Marion Public Health and also Marion County Emergency Management Agency. There'll be 800 doses that are going to be available. They'll be available. You can go to the Meijer or the Kroger pharmacies, and they'll be scheduling appointments. So it sounds to me like you better get there pretty quickly if they only have 800 doses. So, again, if you're 80 or older, that starts January 19th. If you're 75 or older, January 25th. And if you're, and that's when they're going to give the doses. You can call, I believe, anytime and make the appointments. Doesn't say you can't, so that's what I would do. I'd call right away. As a matter of fact, when I get off the air, I am going to call right away. The week of February 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age, that's us, we're the best, and also employees of K through 12 schools. And then February 8th, Ohioans over 65 years of age. Hopefully, they will have enough of those vaccines to go around. 800 doesn't sound like very many, but we'll find out. 800 is better than zero, right? And let's get ourselves inoculated and try to knock this stupid virus off its feet. Okay, so anyway, I've done that, and we're going to talk about Martin Luther King. I'm old enough, many of you are that are listening, I feel, old enough to remember when he was shot and killed at the Lorraine Motel, if I recall correctly. That was a very, very sad day for many people. The Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and that's why I'm going to read some of these. One of the ones that I've got right up front, and you're more than welcome to call here, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to comment about any of these quotes or anything that I mentioned today or anything about Martin Luther King. I've been in two or three of the Black Lives Matter demonstrations down at the city building. It had a really good turnout, and I'm proud to be part of that sort of thing. I'm proud that us old white-haired guys, well, I'm not totally white-haired yet, but us old guys can stand down and stand with our younger brothers and sisters, both white and black and yellow and red and whatever color you happen to be, and try to make life better for everyone. Not just some, but everyone. I've got a phone call again. Let's go back to the phone. You're on the air.
I'm sorry to bother you again, but nope. You were still cutting in and out. Now, I got 866-5320. zero. Okay. But I think I need three more digits.
Yeah, you need the three digits in the middle. Let me give those to you, and I hope we can. I'm going to make a call while I'm off during my break and see if we can't take care of this. I don't know what's wrong with my my stupid microphone that it's cutting in and out. I will fiddle with it and see if I can. But please call me back if it doesn't get better. But that number is 866-211-5320. 866-211-5320.
Okay? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks
bye.
For calling. And let me know if it continues. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, we're struggling this morning. I'm sending a text here in a moment to... to an engineer to see if he can tell me why I'm breaking up. I kind of fiddled with a thing here. Maybe that'll help. I'm going to fiddle with another thing. Let's see.
There we go. I've got that off. I hope that helped. Don't know. Let me know if I'm still breaking up. And we will get that taken care of. I'm going to, at our first break here in about 4 minutes, I'm going to call the boss and see if he can't help me fix it up. Nothing more annoying than listening to the radio and having it pop in and out, right? Yeah, okay. So, in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I will break away for our first break, and I'll see if I can't take care of all that. Yeah, I can hear it kind of breaking up now. I'm sorry, I really am. I'm not quite sure what to do with it. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. Okay, we're going to do some of Martin Luther King's quotes today in honor of his big day on Monday. Monday is the Martin Luther King Day in remembrance of him. And, I'm getting another phone call, and that's probably not good news. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott, we're breaking up, they tell me.
We're breaking it. It's not the mic. What's happening is they're working on the internet line, so our relay's a little slow. I called them on the ride home, so it should iron out within hopefully the next 20 minutes, but it's not the mic. It's just the internet is running slow today.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Scott. I was about ready to text you.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right.
All right. That's the boss, and he knows what he's talking about. If he doesn't, nobody around here does. So, we're gonna have to put up with some breaking up, just because the internet sometimes can be a tough taskmaster. It can cause you lots of problems. So, I will try and pull up the short quotes that I have, so that we can get them out of the way. I mean, get them. Over and rather than the longer quotes that might be broken up, but with the very first one off the bat, this one's Martin Luther King for what he said a long time ago. Obviously, we are not makers of history, we are made by history. Boy, is that true right now? What do you think? We are not makers of history. We are made by history. Now, there were a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that were making history, but I'm not sure they thought of it as making history. I thought you let me know if you disagree with me, but I think they were there not to make history, but just to make havoc. I've been involved in...
Scott, you know hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Do GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, you're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble, and we are apparently having some breaking up problems, and I'm sorry, we're going to muscle along and put our head down and go right through it. Apparently, the internet is struggling with our signal right now, but they're working on it. So within the next few minutes, we should have it taken care of. And I'm very sorry because it's kind of annoying, isn't it, to listen to a radio station that's popping in and out. Hopefully, that'll be gone soon. And if not by now already, we're doing some of Martin Luther King's quotes that are very famous. And here we have another call, so maybe we've got it taken care of, I hope. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, I called a couple weeks ago complaining about that breaking up.
Yeah, apparently we have some problems with the internet right now, our feed to the station here, and it kind of goes away on its own. I mean, they take care of it, but
well, told me it was in my radio.
Well, this one probably is not.
I told him, I said, it don't happen on any other station except your station.
Yeah, it's our internet connection right now, and that's and we are slaves to the building that we're in and the internet that they have. So
well, I'm glad you found out.
Yeah,
found out what it is, because it.
It is annoying, isn't it? You know? Yes, it is. Has it slowed down a little bit?
Yeah, it got better there for a while, but today it's pretty bad.
Okay. Well, hopefully our station manager just gave me a call on the air and told me maybe 20 minutes we'll have it taken care of. So
well, that's good.
I'm going to plug ahead.
I'm
sorry. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the problem. We aren't the biggest station in the world. Don't have the biggest budget in the world, and sometimes we rely on people around us to give us good internet streaming, and it doesn't happen. So right now, apparently, our internet streaming is kind of popping in and out. So hopefully, that won't take too long to get that corrected. I wonder if there are a lot of people on the internet right now. Maybe that's causing the problem. I'm trying to think if there's a reason why they would be. It's a Thursday. It's not like a weekend, and it's not a holiday, so maybe we're just unlucky right now. Hopefully, the signal will come back strong here in the next few minutes. I'll read you another quote from Martin Luther King, and I'm getting another message on my phone. Should be fixed within 5 minutes, the boss says. So, good enough. We will just plug along, and I'm going to keep him at his word. I just checked my time. It's 10:34. At 10:39, I'm expecting it to be fixed, Scott. All right. Here's another really short one. Hopefully, I'll read it twice, so maybe you can get it. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. If you think about that, it kind of wakes you up a little bit. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. You know, there are all sorts of quotes about how much time and energy is wasted in hate. And I agree with all of that. Now, we all have our moments. And especially if you're like me, who goes on Facebook every day and reads a lot of stuff, I don't get angry as much as sometimes I get my feelings hurt. I know I'm one of those snowflakes, but I just can't believe that there are people that are so mean. So I've got another phone call. We're going to go out to the phone. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Can you hear me? Oh. Okay, I'm going to try again. You're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Glenn.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sure.
We could call check that number out, and you have to go, you know, on the computer, WW whatever, and get your information.
About the COVID inoculations?
Yeah, the Kroger thing?
Yeah.
And what's the person supposed to do that don't do computers or have
Facebook? Okay. I'll give you a phone number that you can call, okay? You got a pencil ready?
Yeah.
Nope. Right here. 866.
866.
211.
211.
5320.
Well, that's what we called.
Okay.
And they're telling you to go to the internet, but we don't have an internet.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do computers.
Okay, I understand that.
I was just wondering what a person's supposed to do that.
You know what you might try to do? You might try to call Kroger Pharmacy, and I don't have, maybe I have the phone, because that is my pharmacy, and let me see if I have their phone number, and I will give it to you, and call them, their direct line, as opposed to this line, and see if they can give you, oh shoot, I don't have it. Here we go.
I'll check it.
I'll pull it up. It will only take me a second here. Kroger. All right. Oops. It would help if I could spell. All right. Here we go. Yeah, come on. Kroger Pharmacy. Yeah, sometimes computers can really mess you up.
Yeah, we never do that, and we, you know, we have to run around and get somebody to do it.
So. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shoot, it's not coming up. Yeah, if you, and I don't really have the time to mess with it, but if you could look in your phone book and
okay.
And look under Kroger Pharmacy, and that pharmacy is either one of them, but the one I go to is the one out by 95, or 23 and 95.
Okay.
And they're pretty good about giving information. I bet that they will tell you how to get around that phone number if you're not able to get through on 866-211-5320.
Yeah, you get through all right, but they tell you to go to the line, and then, like I say, we don't do computers, never yep. have, and don't know anything about them. We're lucky to operate a phone.
Well, I tell you what, you can come to my house, and we'll we'll be in the same boat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
good,
take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Oh, aren't computers wonderful? Now, I understand. I've been using computers a long time, but I'll tell you what, it drives me crazy. The computers, and I know it has something to do with my age, but I sit there, and my wife is also relatively computer literate, but we get so mad because they keep doing crazy stuff to us. You know, they tell you that you don't know your own password. You've had the same password for 100 years, but you don't know it. I mean, you're wrong. Oh, it can drive you stark raving mad. Okay, let's see if. Okay, I just hit 10:39. Scott, you're in trouble if we're not better. All right. Anyway, we're kind of stuck between all sorts of things that are going on right now. I'm reading some of Martin Luther King's quotes because it's going to be Martin Luther King Day on Monday. We're also passing out the information that the COVID vaccine will be distributed in Marion County starting the week of January 19th. And it goes like this. On the January 19th, people 80 years or older will be able to get it. On January 25th, Ohioans 75 years or older. February 1st, Ohioans 70 years or older, or people that are employed by K through 12 schools. And then on February 8th, Ohioans 65 years and older. Now, they've given us some information on how to make an appointment, but it apparently is not working right now. And so I'm not going to give you that phone number again, but if you do have computer skills, you can go to Kroger.com/OhioCovidVaccine and get signed up. But apparently The phone number that they have given us is not working right now. I assume that they will have it up and running fairly soon. And we're just trying to help out. That's what we were given. That came from, where did that come from? That came from Lisa Cook, who is the public information person for the Marion County Health Department, I believe. All right. Well, interesting day already. I only have gotten through two of the Reverend Martin Luther King's quotes because we've had so much stuff going on. Well, I hope that our line is working well again. And it is problematic when you're counting on other people's equipment, and apparently we are, but most stations do. Nobody owns their own relay stations and stuff like that. So anyway, we will try to, if it's not working quite yet, we will stick with it and hopefully be able to help be a lot better off in the second hour of On the Air. Well, anyway, that's what you're listening to, and I'm Glenn Coble. Here's one of Martin Luther King's quotes. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. Boy, is that apropos for right now. We have a lot of destructive selfishness going on throughout the United States. And I must admit, it seems to be everywhere, not on one side or the other side, not with one religion or another religion, not with one race or another race. Now, you know, we seem to be very selfish people right now, and I don't know why it is. And it was kind of interesting this morning. I was watching my talk show that I watch to get information about what's going on in the world, and they were talking about that the riot that went on in Washington D.C. and they had video of a woman giving directions from outside through a window to rioters on the inside on exactly where different offices were and which offices they needed to break into, which it would imply that there was a lot of pre-planning going on in that particular, I was going to say demonstration, but it demonstrated only ignorance. It didn't demonstrate anything that I can see. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seemed like a lot of ignorance and hate and selfishness being thrown about in the Capitol. A place where we should all be proud, but right now it doesn't make you very proud to have people doing that sort of thing. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong on that too, but you're more than welcome to call and tell me what you think. 740-383-9944. And thanks a lot for our listeners who have called in several times in the last 40 minutes about our line cutting in and out. I hope it is better now. I was assured that it would be in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes have come and gone, so I'm counting on it. I hope we have a lot better stuff. Okay, let me continue on with a quote that I really like from Martin Luther King. Science investigates. Religion interprets. Science gives man knowledge, which is power. Religion gives man wisdom, which is control. Science deals mainly with facts. Religion deals mainly with values. The two are not rivals. As you know, my father was a Methodist minister, and I am not. I am somewhere between agnostic and atheistic. And I'm not sure whether that's out of cowardice or that I say that. It probably is.
From NBC News, this is
Take a Break
Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back on the air. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to On the Air. And I just read this quote from Martin Luther King. Science investigates, religion interprets, science gives man knowledge, which is power, religion gives man wisdom, which is control. Science deals mainly with facts, religion deals mainly with values. The two are not rivals. And like I was getting ready to say, I have heard that many times from my father's pulpit at a Methodist church in South Bend, that you can't assume one over the other is governs the other. Science governs what is going on in the real world, whereas religion governs what goes on in your heart, I guess. And if you're not a religious person, like I am not, you still, most of us who are atheistic are still, we were brought up in churches, and we still believe in the mores that were set up by our Christian upbringing, or our Jewish upbringing, or any other religious. Most religions have a moralistic basis to them, where if you follow them truly and not try to make your own rules about it, which we've done over the centuries, we've kind of made our own rules on what's religion and what isn't. But if you follow the loving sides of all religions, you'll find that we're all pretty close. We are all pretty close. Anyway, let's continue on. This is another quote from Martin Luther King. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and think critically. Intelligence plus character. That is the goal of true education. It's one of the things that I push all the time. Use your brain. Think about things. Judge your own basis. I mean, like, if you want to do something, know why you want to do something. What is your motivation behind all of your actions? I don't mean your action of brushing your teeth. I mean your actions of working with other people, working with other organizations. Judge your motivations. Are your motivations honorable, or are your motivations selfish, as we talked about earlier in a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, the darkness of destructive selfishness. If that's where your motivations are coming from, you can change that. Think about it. And if you say, oh, wait a minute, the reason why I want that to happen is so I can get more money, maybe that's not such a good motivation. Maybe the reason why you don't want to do that is because it'll make life better for other people around you. Now, I'm not Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm not even a good imitation of my father. My father was Harvard educated and very bright minister, and I try to live up to his expectations. And I try to not show the way, but kind of point out what the way might be better for everybody through my father's education, also through my education, my religious education. And my, I was a Boy Scout and worked on the what was it, For God and Country Award, and that sort of thing. So I've done a lot of study into religions, and I just try to point the way that I think is right. If you think I'm wrong, that's fine. But find an honest motivation for your, and a kind motivation for your actions, if you can. The individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of humanity. In other words, Martin Luther King was saying there, the humanity is more important than the individual will. And I wish I could remember the quote from Star Wars or one of those. The good of the many is more important than the good of the one, or something along that line. If my eldest son was here, he'd know that exactly. He's one of those crazy people that cares about that particular series of movies. All right, let's continue on with some of Martin Luther King's quotes. We're going to do this throughout the first and second hour, and then in the third hour, which is really a swap shop, I'm going to read JFK's inaugural address, which is considered by many as one of the finest inaugural addresses, obviously behind the Gettysburg Address, and probably behind FDR's address, and maybe behind who's the other really fine? Lincoln. No, not Lincoln. Anyway, this is supposedly one of the finest inaugural addresses ever. And it's only like 100 or 1,500 words, somewhere around that. So it won't take very long. And we'll talk about it after I read it. And maybe you can jump on the phone at 740-383-9944 and tell me what you think about it. But we'll do that in the Swap Shop Hour, which is, or Swap Shop 45 Minutes, which is, we'll start at 12:15. All right, let's go back to some of the quotes of Martin Luther King. It's not enough to say we must not wage war. It is necessary to love peace and sacrifice for it. Now, we saw the opposite of that, I believe, last Wednesday. Not this previous, but when the riots were taking place in Washington, D.C. We saw people who were sacrificing for hate as opposed to love and peace. I never will be able to understand that type of thinking. Even though I've been involved in a couple of pretty violent protests, this was not a protest. This was just a riot, a war against, not even a war. It was just a bunch of people trying to have fun by beating other people up. And now apparently it was pretty well orchestrated. So there were people that were directing what was going on. And I find that very, very disturbing. Here's another quote from Martin Luther King. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. That's kind of the basis of my show called A Progressive Life. Progressive is not a dirty word, nor is liberal a dirty word, nor is socialism a dirty word, which a lot of people like to blame people for. It's all movement forward. Now, the socialism thing, I think people that call other people socialists need to read a dictionary and find out what socialism is and how much socialism we actually have in the United States, from Social Security to transportation to farm subsidies to all. It's all over the place, and it's not really socialism. It's concern for your fellow man. You don't want your friend, the farmer who's eking out a living, to be mowed under because one year he has a bad drought. And that's what these farm subsidies help. They help. They're safety nets for people. They're not intended to make people rich. They're intended to be a safety net, and that's what they really, truly are. So kind of think before you shoot your mouth off about things like that, and I will try to do the same. I have a problem shooting my mouth off, and many times I need to stop and think about it. I spend, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 hours on every show that I do, and quite often I find things I'm about to say are not in the best interest of my listeners, so I take them out. Sometimes they kind of crawl back in, but I will try not to be self-serving in my recommendations. All right, here's another quote from Martin Luther King. A man who won't die for something is not fit to live. That's kind of harsh. I know when I'm sitting on my couch with my puppy dog, it's hard for me to think of what I would die for. I think most of us, especially us older guys and older ladies, most of us would die for our children. I know I would. I know my mother would have died for me. My grandchildren. Family is something I think all of us, most of us, not all of us, but most of us would die for. But are there other causes that you would die for? Would you die for somebody else's cause? And I've thought long and hard about that. When I was running for office, I wondered if somebody asked me, what would I die for? I was a soldier, but I was not in a situation where I thought I was ever going to have to die for it. I was in the Army Field Band, so I played and sang at inaugurals and big events, and really was never in deep danger. A couple times, but not in deep danger. But would you? Are there things you'd die for? And there are people that would die for the cause that went on last Wednesday. And there were people that died for it. And I think we owe that policeman who was bludgeoned to death a debt of gratitude. Not that it's going to do him any good now, but we need to think about his family, maybe help his family out. That's the type of thing, if you're willing to die for that type of situation, maybe you ought to start thinking with your head instead of thinking with your fists or whatever you're thinking with. There are a lot of people that are angry, and I'm not quite sure why they're so angry and why certain people can turn that anger on. And there are specific people that are able to turn that anger on. Let me get to one more quote before we break for the hour. We must build dikes of courage to hold back the flood of fears. And that's one of the things that we're having right now. In 2045, the United States will be a white minority country. Those of us who are white will be in the minority. And there are a lot of people that are scared to death of that. Having grown up in a pretty, I think there were 35% African Americans in my first high school. So I was not in the minority. But having grown up there, I found that I truly don't even think about it anymore. Of course, I know that one person's skin is darker than mine. I think if we learn to live with each other, we'll be a lot better off. I'm going to break now. You have a good 15
You're
minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula,